with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the deal struck by Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said the $72 billion deal could be an antitrust problem because of the size of the combined market share. If approved by regulators, the merger would put two of the world's biggest streaming services under the same ownership. Donald Trump said he'll be involved in the federal government's decision on the Netflix deal. That's noteworthy because Paramount's owners, who have strong ties to the president, are still pursuing a bid for Warner Brothers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. The court's conservative majority suggested in arguments Monday it would overturn a 90-year-old decision that is limited when presidents can fire agencies' board members. The Department of Transportation is waiving part of a fine against Southwest Airlines after the company canceled thousands of flights during a 2022 winter storm.
Under a 2023 settlement, Southwest agreed to a $140 million civil penalty for violating consumer protection laws. Most of the money went toward travelers' compensation, but the airline agreed to pay $35 million to the U.S. Treasury in three installments. Now, a Transportation Department order waived the final $11 million payment. The department says Southwest deserves credit for significantly improving on-time performance. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 215 points, the Nasdaq lower by 32, the S&P declined 23. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are heading to Asia.
Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka have been hammered by a series of cyclones, leaving more than 1,000 people dead and more than 1 million homeless. An army of Christian relief groups are already on the ground. Baptist World Aid is providing food rations, first aid kits, and emergency shelters. Convoy of Hope is whipping up hot meals for people in refugee camps, as well as handing out cleanup supplies in aid of the recovery. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student argued that her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly given a grade of F. The school has issued a statement saying OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express their religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Thailand has launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia today as both countries accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire.
It's an unwelcome return to conflict that saw 5 days of combat in July. Dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed amid soaring nationalist sentiment. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed the neighbors to sign a truce in October, but tensions have continued to simmer. In November, Thailand said it was suspending implementation of the agreement after a landmine explosion injured several of its troops. The two countries have a history of enmity going back centuries. This current dispute stems from a failure to agree exactly where the borderline runs. Cambodia uses a map drawn up while it was under French colonial rule. Thailand says the map is inaccurate.
Correspondent Jeremy Harmer. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.